You are listening to The Bugcast, episode 455.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
I gave my life away a long time ago. I sold my soul, you know. This maze, whoa, whoa.
That was the New Valleys with their track More Than Life. The New Valleys are poised to rejuvenate what we love about Americana, and they've decided to do it the hard way. The duo, Alan Scarpa on vocals, harmonica and guitar, and David Pavluk on vocals, guitar and piano, didn't want their introduction to the world to be in the form of one song or the ever-popular EP. So they decided to do a 12-song full-length album aptly titled Middle of Nowhere. There were no expensive computers, hit-making producers or air conditioners in the studio. In fact, instead of a recording studio, they used their studio apartment. Armed with only a few choice instruments, they plugged in their microphone and got to work self-producing and self-recording their inaugural full-length... Oh, that was the end of the sentence. Their inaugural full-length. Their debut single, Runaway, will be released with a self-directed music video. Thank you, Caroline. Their debut single... Runaway was released with a self-directed music video in April 2015. And the notes then go on to talk more about the debut single, which we haven't just played. If you want to find out more about the New Valleys, I kind of wish you luck, because they did have a website, which appears to have been suspended by their provider. So the only place we can actually give you at the moment is their Jamendo profile, which we will put a link to in the show notes. So good evening, one and all. This is the Bugcast episode 455. As I read that out the first time, 455, I kind of remember back to the days where I would say episode 5 or episode 55, not episode 455. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons music, and we probably have a couple of things to talk about as we go along. At the moment, I'm flying solo because my lovely son Alex has decided he wanted to have a sleep during the day, and as a result, he's still awake. So Caroline will come and join us as and when she can. Right, let's crack on. This is Roller Genoa with Build My Gallows High.
This week, the contestants have been asked to prepare a feast for their fans worldwide. Dave and Caroline have prepared a fresh selection of new music, served between slices of waffle. You can find out more information about this week's ingredients and the show at thebugcast.org.
Victims of the time. We weren't only born to die. Our reflections in the water are alive. Cage that I'm inside, like toy soldiers on the line. I've been living half a life and half a lie.
That was Barefoot McCoy with Bye Bye Blackbird. Barefoot McCoy is an American singer-songwriter and musician. His music is characterized by his deeply personal lyrics and distinctive instrumental work. We played his song Callie last week, and I do believe Caroline actually has another one of his tracks lined up for next week's show as well. He is from Columbus in Ohio in the United States, and you can find out more over at his website, barefootmccoy.com. Did I say Blackbird? Sorry, I meant Bluebird. Before that, see, it wasn't even my track to announce, so me getting it wrong doesn't count. Before that was Rola Genoa and their track Build My Gallows High. Rola Genoa is a Ukrainian garage punk band formed in 2011. This track was a single which was released in March 2017 alongside another track called Meanwhile, which I will in fact be playing next week. They are from Cherkasy in the Ukraine, and you can find out more about them over at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Rola Genoa. Right, let's have a quick nosy-osy over in our chat room and say hello to the guys who are listening there live over at thebugcast.org/live. If you've not listened to us live before, it is an experience that I would highly recommend. The Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time, currently in British Standard Time, which is UTC+1. Always welcome to come and see you over there. We have over there at the moment, he says, changing screens very quickly, Alex T, Chalcolom, Gregorius WSP, no, VP, Ian2773, K5 Tux, Laney, Shy Mega, Thuru, Vinsvi, and Yannick, and probably the majority of Yannick's family as well, and pets and other things. So thank you very much indeed, guys, for listening to us live right now. We're going to crack on with some more music, I think. This is Pixel Plants with All My Shoes.
Thank you. Ikum Sikum.
Tadamagush.
Shubenakadi.
Quispansis.
Pokemush.
Skookumachuk.
Waikagama.
Tabansitak.
Homalko.
Wasutna.
Maramashi.
Mamali and Kuala. Kwikwasutunak.
And these are all clearly places that us Canadians have not stolen.
And that Carolyn likely couldn't pronounce.
And I'm Chris.
This is John.
And you're listening to the Budcast.
Florentine, you're so far away, but this love of ours will never fade. Florentine, to keep us apart. Is there not just one who can feel this true love in our hearts? Florentine,
Florentine,
you're so far away,
so far away,
but this love
was Libertalia by no that was yes that was Libertalia with their track Florentine. Libertalia writes, records and performs modern American dance music with significant elements of jazz, rock, reggae and world beat with absolutely no auto-tune, so it says here. In quotes, in this crazy mixed up world where the alleged land of the free has the highest incarceration rate of any country, the inhabitants of prison planet cry out for some small corner of the earth where health, wealth and happiness might be pursued unburdened by the dictates of oligarchs or the tyranny of the masses. That land, that dream, that nation, we call Libertalia. It's not just a band, it's a nation. So it says here. Indeed. From the Riviera in California, you can find out more about Libertalia over at their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/libertalia.band. And before that, I'm going to get this wrong. Before that, there you heard Pixel Plants with their track All My Shoes. Now, they are an electronic pop band from Pécs in Hungary. And that track was taken from the band's debut album, Press Play on the Bloody Tape, which was released in March of 2017. Thank you very much indeed for Yannick for bringing this album to our attention over on Utopia Radio's website over at utopiaradio.ch. Yannick has, of recent days, been commenting quite vocally over the fact that Jamendo seem to be publishing some decent material at the moment. And there seems to be a lot of really good stuff coming out of Jamendo at this time. So it's really good that he's identifying this stuff, publishing it and sharing it with the world. Because, to be honest with you, of the last couple of years, the good quality stuff on Jamendo has been very few and far between. So it's really good to have some decent stuff coming through. If you want to find out more about Pixel Plants, they are on Facebook. Facebook.com/Pixel Plants. Righty-ho. This is funny. So, a postman here in the UK, in our postal system, the post office or the delivery company who deliver parcels or letters, if they can't deliver a parcel through the door, either because it requires a signature or because it's too big for the letterbox to go through the door, what they'll sometimes do is they will put a card through instead. And this card will say, while you were out, or sorry you were out, we tried to deliver a parcel. Now, what the delivery company will try and do in that instance is they'll either leave it in a safe place, like they'll sometimes here at our house, they'll put it behind the bin, or put it in the bin sometimes, or they'll deliver it next door or over the road. Well, this example here, the postman actually posted the parcel through an open window in this chap's house. This is a bloke from Manchester. He got home of an evening to find two of these sorry we missed you cards on his doormat. One of them said, put through window. That's all it said. And the other one said, I'm really sorry, I think your parcel might have fallen in the toilet accidentally. So what happened is this postman put the parcel through the open window, and he must have heard it land inside the toilet. Now, fortunately, the parcel was too big to hit the water in the toilet. I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. Was too big to actually hit the water. But still, the chap that that this happened to, he posted pictures on Twitter of the two cards he'd received and also the picture of the parcel inside the toilet. And the Royal Mail have apologised. They have said sorry that it's not a good thing, and they are sorry for what happened. And I think the postman himself has actually apologised for it. But the chap it happened to has been incredibly good-natured about the whole incident. He said, there's nothing to apologise for, the parcel's fine, and to be honest, it gave me a good laugh. And I think that's brilliant, personally. What isn't brilliant is what happened on Wednesday. In the UK, on Wednesday, our beloved leader, the Prime Minister Theresa May, signed and delivered the letter that has triggered the start of the United Kingdom's exit from the European Union. And I have nothing to say about it. I'm not going to comment on what happened this week and the circumstances around it, except it sucks. That's all I have to say about it. Right, let's crack on with some more music. This is The Honey Sea with Home.
Feeling lost and out of place. Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org. Baby!
Keep on truckin', mama, truckin' my blues away. Keep on truckin', mama, truckin' my blues away. Reading what the elephant said to the cat. Got a feather for my hat, tight like that. Keep on truckin', mama, truckin' my blues away. I mean, keep on truckin', baby, truckin' my blues away. Rooster to tobacco, hen to snuff. Said he can't share me, but he'll strut his stuff. Keep on truckin', mama, till you truck my blues away. keep on trucking, mama, trucking my blues away. Keep on trucking, baby, truck my blues away. Need a little girl on the street. See the way she walks, it's so neat. Keep on trucking, mama, trucking my blues away.
That ended rather suddenly. That was Noah York with Trucking My Blues Away. Now, I have to admit, I would have expected that song to be a little bit lower quality, a little bit lo-fi, with the sound of like a crackling record in the background. But that was a really good track. That was a guitarist, fiddler, mandolin, banjo player. He's a one-man band and open to anyone who lives in the same area or close by for jamming and recording. He said he could use a bass, drummer, jazz trumpet and clarinet player. Email me if you'd like to jam with me, he says. You can find him on Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, Google Plus and Facebook. He's from Macomb in Michigan State, and he has a Facebook page over at facebook.com/Noah York Music. And before that, you heard The Honey Sea with their track Home. The Honey Sea is an ambient experimental project by Andy Doran of Hefervescent fame. This track was taken from the Honey Sea's album Fractured, which is a blend of electronica, lush ambient sounds, and female vocals. That album was released in March 2017. And once again, thank you to Yannick for bringing that album to our attention. There's a bit of a theme going on here. Over at utopiaradio.ch. If you want to find out more about the Honey Sea, yeah, kind of out of luck, I'm afraid. The only place I could find was their Jimenda profile. There'll be a link to that in the show notes. But if you want to find out more about Andy Doran's other project, which is Hefervescent, you can go to hefervescent.com. We'll stick a link to that in the show notes as well. So then, about 6 weeks ago on the show, we made reference to... what's the word I'm looking for? Not innovation. Something they're doing in the Netherlands to try and counter what they're calling smartphone zombies. So there are people that walk along the road and they're staring at, down at their smartphones all the time. So they've installed coloured strips in the curbs at pedestrian crossings so that they can see whether they can cross the road or not. So they're red if you can't cross and they're green if you can. And we said at the time that this was a really bad idea because it was kind of rewarding the, open quotes, bad behaviour, close quotes, of not paying attention as a pedestrian whilst trying to cross the road. Now, there's an article published, which we'll put a link to in the show notes, suggesting that in America, the number of pedestrian deaths has risen quite sharply and has been partly blamed on people using their smartphones either while driving or while crossing the road. So, according to the US Governor's Highway Safety Association, a bit of a gobble, they estimate there were 6,000 pedestrian deaths in 2016, and that's the highest number recorded in over 20 years. In the last 6 years, fatalities have grown at four times the rate of overall traffic deaths. And they're saying that there are a number of factors to blame, including mobile phone use. Other factors include increased driving due to economy, alcohol, and people walking for exercise and environmental reasons as well. But it is suggesting that the rise in people who are glued to their smartphones and not paying attention to the roads is a very strong contributing factor to the number of pedestrian deaths in the United States. And I'd probably suggest not just the US. I would say it was fairly common in most places. And again, I'm just not convinced at all that this, I'm still trying to think of the right word, this idea in the Netherlands to put a lighting strip across the pavement is almost encouraging the behaviour of pedestrians to not concentrate on the road traffic, pedestrian traffic signals. Oh, I don't know. Stupid. Anyway, I'm afraid, people, that you have just heard the penultimate pair of tracks, which means next week the Bugcast episode 456 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday, April the 7th at 9:30 p.m. UK time. As I said earlier on, please don't forget we're now in British summertime, which is UTC+1. If you go over to thebugcast.org/listen, about halfway down the page, there's a link in there to say, what time is that in my time zone? If you click on that, and it'll tell you what time it is in your time zone. Kind of, yeah, what it says it's going to do. If you'd like to get in contact with us and leave some feedback on any of the music we've played or anything we've spoken about in any of our shows, then drop us an email, feedback@thebugcast.org. And of course, we're also on Google+. We don't actually post on there, but you can kind of plus one us and stuff, whatever. Over at thebugcast.org/Google+, I think. Yes. Anyway, so that does mean it is last track time. And this is another one of Yannick's recommendations. This is an artist called Avi Rosenfeld, who is from Israel. And we're going to play you the title track from, get this, this is amazing, from Avi's 32nd album, which is released in March 2017. And it's the first album featuring the vocals of Marco Buono. That's pretty much all the information I've got to tell you about Avi Rosenfeld, unfortunately, but it's a brilliant track. We're going to leave you with it. So this is Avi Rosenfeld with Many Years Ago, and we'll catch you next week. See ya.
There's a blaze behind the street, and I could see you there. Can't you see? And before the night is over, I'll keep standing, it gets colder, can't let you go. Like a bird inside of me, wanna fly away, spread its wings, wanna fly to you. And before it will start raining, we'll be far away above the clouds. And the moon, count down. We'll be running in the streets. We'll be laughing till it hurts. We'll be
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You were listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows on otherside.network.